Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Oh. Hi.
Howdy.
Hi. I just got an email from Tesla. Tips for driving for winter, because that's how fucked up that car is, that they need to tell you how to drive it.
Wow.
So the other day, because it doesn't have an engine, right? So the car doesn't get hot. So the other morning when it was really cold and I was trying to leave for work, I couldn't get in the car. The handles were frozen shut. Wow. So that was fun.
Tesla in as a whole is so confusing to me. Because first of all, I didn't even, when you told me to take your car out for a drive, I couldn't even get the door to open. And it may be my inexperience and ignorance of the car, but like, I don't understand how there's nothing on the dashboard. I don't know how you figure out how to work anything. I struggle when I have to find it on my steering wheel.
Yeah, no, it's like a, definitely you have to, takes a while to figure out. But then when you do, it's like weird. Then you get to another car and you're like, why is this so bright and blinding me? Yeah, I was locked out of my own car. That was hashtag embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
And then I drove to work, like, I don't know, 35 minute drive. And there was still ice on my car because, again, no engine. The car just does not heat up.
Right. So how do you do that? So
you're supposed to precondition the battery. Like you're supposed to, there is a defrost, but you have to let it defrost for like 40 minutes. But I mean, they make it easy. Listen, it's a new car, so I'm still figuring it out. But you could set a timer. Like if I know I have to leave for work at this time, I set a timer for it to start defrosting like an hour before I wake up, wherever the hell it is.
So are you using the electric to do that?
Yeah.
For the hour?
It's nothing. It's like, it's not like using gas. That's the mentality you have to get out of. Stop thinking about, like, it's not like you're letting the car run for an hour and you're wasting all this money. But yeah, so that was great. Winter is here. Top tips for winter driving. Great.
Wild.
Great. Let's talk about New Year's. I want to talk about specifically two, three things. Mm. Rejoice. Reflect.
Remove.
Regrets. Or regrets in Alan's case.
No regrets. Not even a single letter.
Let's talk about rejoice. What do we have to rejoice about this year?
COVID is done.
Wow. Well, that's an aggressive statement. Yes, it's not. We're living our lives. Some people are.
We're not locked up anymore. We're not wearing masks to walk into a store.
It is crazy. Like I was looking at our Christmas show last year in my list and it was like kind of like some things we talked about was how COVID like changed our world and like, this is a scary time, but yeah, I would rejoice for that.
Yeah.
Is that it? We're the most miserable people. Alan, what are you rejoicing about?
I mean, we had a really good year with our weddings. And so like, I think next year we're going to be able to build on that a lot. So. Mm-hmm.
That's good. You're looking sexy in that white tee.
Yeah. Where are you going dressed like a slut?
You know how people, when they Zoom, they don't wear pants? Like, it's like a thing on my meetings.
Yeah, are you not wearing pants? I don't know. We don't know. You never know.
No, he's got them on.
Okay, you got pants on.
Are they brown?
No, they're maroon.
Wow, look at, stand up again. Look at daddy's tattoos. Look how many he's got now, dude.
Yeah, you're starting to be a badass. What's happening?
What's happening? Sit your badass down.
Remember when you were a nice, kind boy?
I just did one, like, two days ago.
You did? What'd you get?
I did this.
Are those three pussies on your arm?
And my dog.
We didn't get to regrets yet, Alan. We're still rejoicing. And my dog, I can't. Okay.
Go ahead.
You know what? No, I'm time for a personal fucking attack.
I have two more that I did recently and you haven't seen them yet.
Okay. Stop PSA. Stop getting your animals tattooed on you in your lifetime. How many animals are you going to get tattooed on you? They don't live long.
They'll last forever. They'll live on forever when,
like,
they're
fucking
tattooed.
Doesn't Corey have Mia and Gio?
Yeah.
How many animals? I guess he's done having animals because he's an animal, can't take care of himself. But how many animals in your lifetime are you going to get on you?
I don't know. I don't ask.
Alan, you clearly like animals. You're going to, now you have to commemorate each and every one of them, even if you don't tattoos. Like them.
That's not true.
You're going to get them forever?
No, just these.
Pet cemetery on your arm?
No, once I have kids, they're the new thing.
I have my kids on my arm.
Kids is different. They're kids. They'll stay with you while you're here.
Right. And right now, these are the memorable things that Rachel and I have until we have kids. And then they take over.
What are the new ones that you've gotten, Alan?
I did this one 2 days ago. I did a compass and I did a sunset picture.
I actually thought this one was kind of cool.
I want to see.
Although I rolled my eyes and I saw you got more.
I sent that to you.
Oh.
In the chat. I'll send you like the reference picture too. I don't think I did like it justice, but it was my first time working with color. So I'm not upset. Oh,
you did them.
Yeah, I did. I did all of these.
That's sick.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You just have a tattoo gun that you do these at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually, when I was in Georgia getting one done, I got recommendations based on the gun they used. And so I actually bought the same one. Mm-hmm. And bought like the same ink and all of that stuff. So yeah.
Wow.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Super safe.
You are doing your own tattoos, literally putting cats on your arms, like three blind fucking mice. And you won't get a baddie tattoo.
Correct.
Yeah, why?
That's so rude.
I don't remember this show.
You do.
Alan, we're going to be alive for longer than most of your cats.
Yeah, we're going to haunt you for longer than most.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll still have your fucking memory and voice in my head always.
This show's been around longer than that dog. You got the dog tattooed? Yeah. You don't even know him.
It's a her, and her name is Schnitzel. I also, so speaking on this no regrets thing, because it ended up being really funny. I got a fake tattoo sent to me by Mint Mobile that Ryan Reynolds, who owns the company, has his face in a fake tattoo, and part of it says no regrets, switching to Mint Mobile.
Wow. It's
like hard to kind of tell. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. So what are you going to do with that? Now I'm scared.
I'm going, when we go down for Christmas, I'm going to put that on because it goes perfectly right over this bow tie that I'm going to put his head there and my parents are going to think it's a real one.
Oh, that you think they're going to care after you have a bow tie in the middle of your nipples?
Yeah, because it's an advertisement for Mint Mobile.
Great. Tracy, can you speak some sense into this man? He's got a bow tie.
I didn't do this one recently. This is the one tattoo I regret.
That's your regret?
Yeah, I regret that tattoo. It's not supposed to still be here.
I think that one's one of your funniest.
It's a tiny little bow tie.
A bow tie on your fire nipple.
It was only supposed to last 2 fucking years, and it's lasted almost a decade.
Can we see it? Can you take a picture of it, please? Let me see it again.
Question. Is it directly between your nipples?
They are. So it's right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're here.
Yeah. It's a titty tattoo.
It's a titty tattoo. Look at you, Rihanna.
It's crooked. It's not centered.
Oh, wow. So you do regret a tattoo. I feel like everyone does. Besides yours.
Oh, no, I covered my regret.
You have no other regrets?
No. I love all of my tattoos.
That's good.
Oh, I guess I got another one since the last time we talked about that, and it's my dancing skeleton.
Wait, that's fucking cool. I like that one.
Why? Like, where does that come from?
I like that.
There was the tattoo shop near us was doing a flash sale for cartoon tattoos.
Like a flash sale.
This guy here is flash sale and tattoos, and he is like their number one customer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got one more gumball to get, so that's gonna come up hopefully in the next.
Wait. So they're like they like send you a text like Alan, come in for our flash sale, and then they pick the tattoo again, or you pick it out.
No, so like they post it on social media, not to Alan.
Oh, we don't know. You may get personal.
I thought you were their best customer. Yeah,
each of the artists like had a flash sheet of cartoon designs they did. And so for the full day, that's all they were doing. So like people could come in and choose specific designs. So like I got the dancing skeleton because I didn't want to get like a big color tattoo.
I think your dancing skeleton may be my favorite. It's very reminiscent of my favorite movie, Coco.
Love Coco.
Yeah, love Coco. And I think it may be my favorite tattoo you have.
Do you sob when you watch Coco?
Yeah, I cry the whole time.
Me too.
I love it. My favorite.
Cecily sings it in Spanish. She knows the Spanish version.
So do my kids. That's also because we sing in Spanish a lot at my house. So.
I think this one's my favorite.
What is that? It's the thing that you put on the barbecue.
The D&D dice, but yeah.
What does that mean?
It's all the dice for D&D.
Oh.
Now that looks like a skewer that you put, my mom makes that. She put shrimp kebab, on the bar. Kebab. Yeah.
I love kebab.
A kebab tattoo is cool. I like that one.
Not a kebab.
You didn't have any comments on the compass or the...
I didn't see the compass.
What's the compass mean? Just help you figure out where you're going?
It was an easy one for me to do.
Let me say.
My hands.
You know, that would have been a B for Batty, but okay.
It's above the little sunset thing I did, which was really hard to mix color.
Yeah, I like the compass. The compass and the dancing skeleton are my favorites.
And then is that the gay flag? What do you call it?
the pride flag.
Wow, Jessica.
That was literally me. Like when I first got the tattoo set, I just wanted to see like what the different colors would look like on my skin. And that was the easiest way to do it.
So you're not prideful.
I mean, I am, but like, that's not why I got it.
Mm. Okay. I actually, this is cool. Do you see the sunset picture?
Yeah, it's very cool.
So is that sunset like the Waters Estate or something?
No, that's down at the Coast House, which is like one of Corey's favorite spots. And like,
I love that. It's awesome. You did a great job, I think.
That was one of the ones he took of a sunset
picture.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, I love that. I wish you had done it professionally, but I love it. And it's not terrible.
I mean, I think I'm still going to, but I'm not going to like have, when I get it done, I'm just going to do the sun, not the other outlines. I just don't know where I'm going to do it now.
You know what's funny? I follow this guy and I don't never going to remember his name. He's like a dancer and he has tattoos like you do, like all random.
I know what you mean, because when he stood up, I kind of saw that.
Yeah. Like, you know, when people get tattoos, but they're specifically spaced apart where they look more artsy, like guys tattoos, like a sleeve of tattoos looks like a fucking sleeve. Everyone's sleeve looks the same until you get up close and you see, this is the what's details. Different.
Yeah.
But I feel like the tattoos like you have that are very sporadically placed and like all random, I feel like that's a little like more artsy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. I think it's, I'm like dying to find the name of this guy now. Like,
I do have an in plan for in between also. That either I'm going to do small stars between everything or I'm going to do Pac-Man.
Wow.
I like that. That's better than your kebab.
Someone suggested I do like the Indiana Jones, like all the lines connecting. And like, I was like, that's fucking funny. They were like, you can go from the beer to the knife to the dead dog. Map.
Oh my God, Alan. If you don't get a tattoo to represent our time together, I will be so upset with
you. Now you're starting to get random ass tattoos that I feel like we should be a part of.
Yeah. But. Fucking Schnitzel made the list before us.
Yeah. Schnitzel.
All right. Hold on. Give me some very simple things and I'll do it before the end of the episode.
What does that mean? Tattoo right now?
Give me a simple idea. I'll do a tattoo before the end of the episode.
Oh God. Tracy, what are you doing?
So much pressure.
A whisk with semen on it.
An eggplant.
No.
An eggplant.
No.
With a bee in the middle. All right. Tracy, a pineapple, an upside down pineapple,
the blowjob bib.
Oh, a pair of boxers with Tracy's name inside.
This. What Guidos want? That body.
I know. A red flag with a T and a J inside.
Oh my god.
A red flag.
Oh my god, do it. A red flag. That's the greatest one ever. I want a red flag tattoo.
All right.
Wait, that's
but we need it needs to have like fire. a bat. What should we have and put inside the red flag? A T and a J or a bat like BE, bad examples?
B, because it's like be a red flag.
Okay.
So he can always get away with saying it just means that you need to be your own red flag. You know what I mean?
You think
very inspirational.
I'm just doing the red flag. I think the red flag would be explanation enough.
We'll take it for now.
We'll take it. But
this is a big win for us.
Oh my God, he's tattooing a red flag. This whole episode is taking a turn.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
Say goodbye to last year's outdated, disorganized methods of managing your money and say hello to Rocket Money, the better way to hack your finances in 2023.
Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitoring your spending, and helping you lower your bills all in one place. Listen, we all have this horror story of subscriptions that we didn't know about, we didn't realize. Tracy's is crazy.
Literally bought one pair of shoes and ended up getting charged for 3 years straight. And insane. I didn't know. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you. When you forget that you signed up for something, they will remind you so you can stop paying for the ones that you don't want anymore.
This is what I love about Rocket Money too. It makes canceling the subscription as easy as a click of the button. That's the other thing. Like once you realize you have a subscription, they're so hard to cancel. You have to email customer service. Like it becomes a whole chore, but you don't have to worry about it because Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long holds with customer service, emailing back and forth. None of that. Rocket Money is your personal. They got your back. They're going to do it for you.
You guys may have heard of this before because it used to be called Truebill, but it's a personal finance app that obviously is going to help you lower your bills, stop throwing away your money, cancel your unwanted subscriptions, manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/bad examples. Again, that is rocketmoney.com/bad examples.
Rocketmoney.com.
And over 3 million people have used it this year. Tell a friend, save a soul.
So since recording this episode, I actually got that other gumball tattoo. So I wanted to show it real quick so everybody could see during the break. I got the spade here with the jack inside. It's got like blue and pink. The coloring ended up being amazing. I love it. It's probably one of my new favorite ones. But yeah, so I'm not done. I probably am not going to be done for a while, despite the outrage from everyone, from Tracy and Jessica, to my parents, to my grandmother, who says she's going to write me out of her will, to my wife. I like it. I enjoy doing it. So it's going to keep happening.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album. Pop Apologists. Pop Apologists.
You know what? We talked about the three R's at the beginning.
I rejoice, would like reflect. This tattooed on.
I am rejoicing right now. This is my reason to rejoice. Thank you, Alan, because I couldn't find a reason.
I know the tattoo that Jess and I would like to represent us.
Go.
A Scorpio.
Oh, a little scorpion. That'd be cute. A little scorpion. Oh, what about a little scorpion on top of the red flag?
I would love that. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I would love it.
Where did he go? He's gone.
He left.
Is he going to do this like live right now? Oh, my God. This is happening. This is happening. Look at Alan's like setup in the back of his picture. For those that don't have Patreon, he's got like
the Joker, a dreidel, bad examples, a dildo, a lightsaber, a skull, dice. I don't know. Oh, that's the hat that he just had on.
The hat. It's like a helmet. Tracy. Helmet. It's his hat. It's his hat. Oh my gosh. All right, a red flag. Are you sure you have no other demands while we're here?
The red flag is pretty iconic. I think that really represents us as people. Red flags.
What about like Google Scorpio tattoos? Maybe he could put like a scorpion tail like coming off the red flag. Oh, what if the red flag, the thing that holds the flag, is a scorpion tail? Am I good at tattoos?
No.
Are you Googling this?
Yeah. Tiny Scorpio tattoos.
Scorpio tattoo flag.
When's his birthday? What's his sign?
January. He's got the worst birthday.
Capricorn.
He's always so sad in January.
Hold on, Capricorn. It's the bull, the ram.
Is it?
The ram.
That's too tough for Alan.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
You put the gave leg on that bull.
Ride that bull by its horns.
A gay flag. The pride flag.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
Capricorn and Scorpio blended.
Whoa. Tattoo. That's something he could do. But he needs to go with like, he can't do that himself.
He does all of them himself.
That's a gumball one. Oh my God. He's got gloves on. He just came back. He just sat down. He's got black gloves on. He has, I can't see. Oh, he's got, I don't even know what that is. Ink and a gun. Is that a gun?
Yep.
Are you trying to shoot us?
Absolutely.
Your parents, what this means.
Nothing would make me feel better.
This is so sick. Alan's doing this. How are you going to tell this to Rachel?
I got them to shut the fuck up about the flag or about the tattoo.
I feel as if we bullied you into this, but okay.
Oh, absolutely.
We're sorry.
Oh, you're not.
You're right. We would also like another one. We would also request a scorpion tattoo dumpy on you.
Nah, I'm good.
Come on, you know you love it.
I don't believe in all that bullshit.
But that's what we are. Stingers.
A bunch of bullshit. I mean, I might agree with that.
Alan, is there a way to move your camera down a little so we can see what's going on, what you're doing?
Yeah, where's this flag going?
It's going on my thigh because that's where I do most of the ones by myself.
All right, fine. Please put your upper thigh. Oh, what are you doing? Alan's standing up. Oh, he's pulling his pants down.
Wow.
He's pulling his pants down. He's pulling his pants down.
We're going in the pants, people.
And he is. Oh, is he sweating? Oh, he's got the black ink.
Okay, where's the red?
All right, hold on. Is there a reason I'm just doing this. You got to talk about the rest of your resolutions, all of this stuff.
No. This show's canceled. This is a new show. There's no resolutions. This is my rejoice.
This is our rejoice.
Mm-hmm. This is happiness. This is all I could ask for in life.
All you can ask for in life is to me to tattoo something on my leg.
Yes, 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 yes. A red flag representing bad examples. Yes. Yes. That is our rejoice. And in one day will be your regret. And one day you will reflect.
Yeah.
On why you ever did this.
And one day you will remove.
That's why I do these on my thigh, because like, then it doesn't matter. You can't really see them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it matters the most when you're jerking off and you're laying down and all you see is that red flag waving by your ween.
Why am I staring at my own thigh while I jack off?
That's how I imagine it.
That's where your eyes go. I stare at my thighs.
Like, oh, look at those beauties.
Look at those beautiful thighs. Look at those chicken thighs.
Alan, what's happening right now? Describe. Go.
I am making a drawing, so I know what I'm doing.
Okay. Wonderful.
Gonna do a little triangle flag because it looks the best and I can't fuck that up too bad.
Yep.
Yep, the ink is poured. Now I'm gonna do the outline. Can't believe I'm doing this shit for you guys.
I can't believe it either.
We are just as probably, if not more, shocked that this is happening.
All right, you got to keep giving them content, though. Otherwise, this is a whole boring episode.
Yeah, it's not boring. It's not boring for anybody.
Oh, we are loving it.
Anything that's happening, though.
It's really the build-up for me. It's the build-up to get the result.
I can't believe he's doing this. Oh, my gosh. All right, while he's doing it, we can talk about...
Oh, it's going down.
Oh, this is happening. Okay, show's canceled officially. I don't hear it.
It's a very quiet gun you have.
It's doing it?
He can't talk. If he talks, he can move.
He can't talk while he's tattooing.
Oh, you have to stay very still.
I am doing it, yeah.
Oh my God, he's so nervous.
He's shaking. Nervous. He's such a professional.
He's shaking.
He's sweating.
I see sweat coming off.
There's no sweat.
Oh my God, he just went into the tattoo.
He's killing it. He's smiling. It doesn't even hurt.
Oh, now what's happening?
The
oh
man is now a walking red flag.
He's turning red. He's as red as the flag. He's sweating.
It's because he just
he's wiping it off.
He put a fucking red flag on his thigh.
Oh.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Are you done? What's happening?
No. It's not done.
That was one color. That was the black?
That was just the outline.
What's that mean?
Outline to where it's like to trace.
Oh, that wasn't as exciting as I thought.
Okay.
So now I'm going to go do a little bit of the color.
This is like, you know when boomers are like, you can't buy a house because you buy like lots of coffee and like...
Oh yeah, this is one of those things.
This is one of those things. Like you bought a tattoo gun for your house that you don't have. You just have to have a tattoo gun.
Yeah.
In every color. This is just the Rip on Alan New Year show. That's the new name of it.
It's Alan is a human.
I'm sorry. Is it a waste of money? I'm happy he's doing this. No, why does he have a tattoo gun in his house?
I fucking love it.
How much does a tattoo gun cost? Can you Google it?
It was $75 for this.
That seems like a good
battery thing. Has 3 hours of life.
Okay.
You can change the depth in which you're going. It's a really in-depth gun.
Would you let Tracy and I use it on you?
First of all, I can actually tattoo. So yeah, you should.
You should let Tracy.
No.
You're a penis with her eyes closed.
No, I have actually been trained to tattoo.
And also draw a penis with her eyes closed.
I can do that also, yes.
Mm-hmm. From memory.
What am I listening to here?
There it goes.
I hear it now. How come I couldn't hear it before?
Sounds like a vibrator.
It does.
Let's hear it again.
I had to buy a new one because I had to buy one that plugs into the wall because I had the ones that, you know, are cordless. And I can't find the fucking plug for it. Why are they not batteries?
I literally meant to reach out to you about this.
I have to take the vibrator now to Best Buy and be like, is there a charger I can buy for these? Because I don't have a way to charge them. I'm mortified.
I swear I was going to have this conversation with you. Oh, Alan's got the red. He's got the red.
It's happening.
Because I lost all my chargers as well.
Yes.
And I was going to ask you if you had one that I could borrow.
I don't even have my own. No, I have two of them. I have two of the massagers, one white, one black. I can't find the charger for either. So then the other day, Amazon primed because I was like, I need this in 12 hours. I need it now. And I one with a cord so that I always have one to plug in because I don't know where my other chargers are.
If you and I can invent
a universal charger,
cordless,
why wouldn't you buy one that you put batteries physically in, like AA batteries?
Yeah, I don't want to charge it.
I don't want to charge it.
I can't even
charge it. I don't want to charge my phone.
Yes. I don't know what wire is what. Like, I'm supposed to remember what the vibrator wire is.
No. Like, what? I want one with batteries.
I agree.
AA, AAA, I don't give a fuck. Batteries.
I agree. D-batteries. Reflect. We're reflecting on this. This,
yeah, this is my reflection that I would like in 2023 someone to make.
What about solar powered?
Solar, right. Leave them on your windowsill.
Would you like to?
I would love that.
Yeah.
Solar power.
We're patenting it right now. Copywriting it. Whoa. Red. Red's on Alan's napkin.
Nah.
Looks like period blood.
Ew.
On his leg.
I can't wait to see this fucking thing.
I want it right now on air. Someone tries to steal our idea. We said it here first.
Solar powered vibrators.
Yeah. You put them in the window in the morning.
From the sun.
You come home at night
from work,
stressed,
ready to go through the night. Lasts all day.
How hard could this be?
They do it for homes. Why not dicks?
Do it for homes. Why not dicks? Yeah, I agree. This is really smart.
I literally can't. And you know what's so funny? My cleaning lady like literally moves around my vibrators for me because I forget that I leave them in my bed, and she takes off all the sheets and redoes them and whatever. So then she lines them up so nicely. I'm like,
she poses them.
Yeah. She like stages them for my coming, my homecoming.
What a professional.
Yeah. She's the best. But I'm just literally like, I want to throw them against the wall because none of them work. Uh-huh. So now I never have one that fails me because it plugs right into the wall, but also that's problematic because when I'm not against the wall,
the ones that I have are like, they're so skinny. You can't even find like where to plug them in. I'm like, this thing sucks.
The charger, right?
Yeah.
The little skinny plugs.
Yes.
And I don't know what they're called.
I'm plugging it in. I don't even know what I'm smashing it in. I'm making my own holes. You know?
No, I don't know. And the two ones that I have are different chargers. And I'm like, why be difficult?
Alan, we need an update.
It's done.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm sending it to you, but I'm also going to stand up here in a second.
Is it good?
Do you love it? Is it your favorite now?
Yeah, absolutely.
This red flag holds so many memories.
See if I can get my leg up high enough.
Cutest thing I ever seen.
It's just skyrocketed to my favorite
one. It's so cute. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you, Daddy.
Wow, I feel so appreciated as a human right now.
This is the greatest thing you've ever done for us. Like, give us a show.
No.
Not get the show to work.
Edit, not literally do all the work, but
this is the cutest.
This little tattoo.
Hairiest red flag.
Under this beautiful pride flag and heart and compass of life next to Corey. Corey Waters.
There's so much happening.
There's just so much
so many
in
memories.
This clusterfuck of beauty.
I think it's like everything you love all in one place.
I feel like that's why you maybe put it there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You found your direction.
Are you crying? Are you regretting this? Happy New Year.
I have so much ink left over.
Do something else. Do something for your wife. Make a big giant rose on your leg.
She's going to be asking you next when she hears this.
Yeah, I really, also, I think, by the way, ours was done the nicest.
It's your best
truly
work.
Best work.
I'm not just being sarcastic. I absolutely love it.
No
I love
pressure.
That it's waving.
I
in
love
the wind.
That it's waving. Yeah. It's like, here I am.
Okay,
here
ready?
I am.
Let's do the role play really quick. Okay. Hey, look at all these cool tattoos.
Thank you so much. I've done half of them myself.
What's this red flag on your leg? That's pretty cool.
Oh my God, it's so funny you should ask. So I created this shit show of a podcast for these two whores that I...
Whores? You work with whores?
Yes, I do. And they're horrible, but they are walking red flags. So I thought to carry them with me through the rest of my life. Wow. I needed to have them right here on my thigh.
That's crazy. I know they're whores, but are they hot?
They are hot. Not as hot as Dr. Somebody. I forget her name.
Dr. Daryl.
No, Dr. Daryl.
Imagine there's a Dr. He'll get an apple. Yeah. Dr. Daryl Appleton. Yeah.
He'll get a pair of
glasses. I've got red left. Actually, that's probably what I'm going to go ahead and do.
Rude. Don't you dare put an Appleton tattoo on
your leg for us.
Well, baddies, this episode took a turn. This was supposed to be a New Year's.
Loved it, though. Loved every
resolution episode about, you know, reflecting, rejoice, regrets.
I ended up being a lot of regrets. I rejoice. I'm now regretting making this show because poor Alan now has the world's most beautiful red flag on his leg. It's phenomenal.
Unbelievable Alan. Thank you for this. I don't want anything else for Christmas.
Nothing.
For New Year's, forever. This is it.
This is all I really need in life.
Truly. Love you, Daddy. Thank you. Wow.
See you next Tuesday.
He's officially a walking red flag.
Yeah, he is the human red flag, if you will.
Happy New Year's, baddies. See you in 2023.
Wow, I can't believe I've blasted.
That's insane. We'll be coming out in 2023.
Wow. So we'll see you in 2023. I wasn't wrong, was I? Alan,
red flag waters.
Unbelievable. Wow, what a turn. What a great show we produce for you guys.
Yeah.
Half hour of watching him get a tattoo. Love you, baddies. Happy New Year.
Love you.
Hey, baddies. So in addition to the other update, I've got another one. I didn't hear anything about the scorpion stuff at the top where they're talking about, like, all the simplest stuff and whatever until I was editing. And so I decided I'm going to throw out a challenge to Tracy and Jessica. I texted our group chat and I was like, you have 5 minutes to reply. If you both reply, I've got a surprise for you. Tracy missed the cutoff by 20 seconds. So they had to then ask permission to Rachel for me to do what I did. I wasn't expecting Rachel to give it to them. So I did something specifically for them based on the Scorpio tattoo idea. Let's see if I can show it here.
And that is what they received. A little Scorpio tattoo.
So anyway, respond in time to my challenges and you might get special things. If baddies want to submit a tattoo idea that's simple that I might be able to do, feel free to do so and we'll see what happens. All right, baddies, we'll see you in 2023.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.